Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies that are showing up in your natal astrology chart right now and look at how you can work with them powerfully and purposefully. In today's show, we're going to look at what it means that now that we have three planets in Capricorn moving direct. As I do this show, it's October 5th, 2020, and we just had Pluto in Capricorn station direct at 22 degrees and 29 minutes of Capricorn, moving forward and switching us into a higher gear. We now have Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto all moving direct in Capricorn after being retrograde for a number of months. And now we have new possibilities in your soul's growth that aren't going to be presented to you again in your whole lifetime. There is an intensity here over the last few months of 2020 where all three planets are bringing your attention to what you have learned throughout 2020 and how you can use these insights, this wisdom, and this growth for your best and highest good going forward. However, very important to note that this energy has probably been very challenging. And that's because the Capricorn energy brings us into the reality of the world, the reality of our lives, the choices we've made, the consequences we've had to endure, the commitments and areas of our life that have required us to remain strong, mature, and focused on the road ahead. Now, this energy can also feel very heavy and challenging at times. It could have felt like you were really discouraged and defeated. There could have been a heaviness of depression, feeling stuck, a sense of solitude as well, where you feel you have the weight of the world on your shoulders and what do you do next? What's the solution? When is this going to change? Well, in the last few months of 2020, what we're going to have with these three planets is an understanding of what you've been working through across multiple lifetimes and multiple timelines of your soul's existence. Because Capricorn energy is also the accumulation of energies throughout many soul experiences where we were at other levels of consciousness, other energy fields, we were having other soul experiences in other lifetimes. And at this time, at this specific period of time, there is support for clearing out what has been held in your energy field as karmic debris, karmic lessons, karmic consequences, karmic blowback, whatever it may have been for you. There is the opportunity to move through lessons quickly that you would otherwise have to spend perhaps years experiencing or undergoing. So if you can look at it as these three planets in Capricorn are helping to accelerate your soul growth on some level, that could help with seeing the bigger viewpoint of the challenges that have come up. The other thing with Capricorn energy is that it is connected with timing and that timing can't be rushed. Things have to play out. We have to go through a process and allow certain things to unfold before we move ahead into the next steps, the next phase, the next area. And all of this could add to the heaviness and even a feeling of defeat. If you have felt exceptionally defeated this year, where you haven't been in your groove, you haven't had your normal energy, you haven't been able to even make choices that you would normally make in a certain situation. It's like this heaviness has been applied energetically. And again, it could feel crushing. There could be a sense of this year has crushed. I'm hearing a part of your spirit, something in your mind, and something in your heart. The heaviness could be in all three areas. We're going to change that in this show. And I was actually guided to do this topic at the very last minute. Those of you who listen to this podcast regularly I am going to be doing an episode for you on Venus through all 12 astrological signs. And I do have another topic for you that's a channeled message. The cosmic energy is coming through. It hasn't been time yet for that show. I keep checking in about those messages, and it just hasn't been time yet. So I just trust that. But I do want to let you know that I haven't forgotten about those show topics. They are coming through. But what I was guided to share with you today is the intensity of this year, the heaviness of this year. And I'm laughing because they're showing me, you could feel like you've been carrying three elephants, an elephant on one arm and then an elephant on your head. It's sort of that kind of, the energy has been very dense. So what we're going to do is they're giving me some tools to offer you in how to view this energy differently, as well as how to understand the significance of 2020 and how this is a year of unraveling and ending karma and returning to a pristine energy. And they're showing me this beautiful clearing out of karmic debris, which I'm seeing as darker colors that are heavy. You know, it's like a heavy dark gray or a heavy black, a really densely colored energies that are being cleared out and transmuted. And they're doing, it's happening energetically. It's happening with the support of the chakras and your own auras. But what they're showing me is that everything that is heavy and being cleared away is actually turning into this beautiful, clear, crystalline energy that could look like a diamond. It has this very strong, effervescent glow. It feels very pure. And that is what's coming in through various downloads from the solar system, from the galactic center, from the galactic sun. It's like it's not just energies in our solar system that are coming through. There's new energies that are moving in and really busting away what has been heavy, dense, and stagnant. And they're showing it to me as energies across multiple lifetimes. And so that's why if you feel like you've been walking around carrying elephants and it's just been too much some days where literally all you can do is just nothing. They're saying that that's actually very normal and that's the healthy way to work with this energy because there's not much else you can do unless you want to struggle against it. And so we each would be working with these energies based on your own needs, your own style, your own preference, etc. But what they're saying is that this is much bigger than the human body's energy system is used to working with. And it's ultimately helping with a recalibration. And they're showing me this through various energy means. So the recalibration is happening with the divine masculine and divine feminine energies within each of us to become more balanced. They're showing me the energies working with the chakras and that it's helping to clean and clear all the chakras across multiple lifetimes and multiple timelines. They're showing that this energy is also going in and working at a cellular DNA level. And that's part of where the deepest reworking is happening. That's why the energy feels so heavy at times. That's why you can also feel very hungry or very thirsty, at times very tired and then very energized. It's like they're showing me these frequencies are communicating at a very deep energetic level with many, many layers of our energy systems. And then, of course, it also goes into the brain and the brain stem. And then also I'm seeing the gut, the digestive tract, the stomach, and how the nerve endings are also being cleansed and cleared there. And, you know, this is also all about free will and what energetically is best for you, what resonates with you. So I understand that some of you may not feel any of this, whereas others of you feel all of this, and then, of course, anything in between. So as always, trust what's accurate for you, trust what's correct for you. But what they're showing me is that there's a lot of density that's being exfoliated and moved out. And the last about 2.5 to 3 months of this year is where we are being given a push. It's like this cosmic push to keep going, stay strong, stay in your power, stay grounded. But they're also saying minimize. The more that you can minimize where you're focusing your attention right now, the easier it is to retain your energy and to retain a focus on what's necessary. Because there's a lot out there, right? There's a lot of energies flying about, a lot of chaos, a lot of things circling around. And they're saying there's a focus here. And that focus is really on where the three planets in Capricorn are moving through your natal chart. Because you as a soul chose your natal chart. You said, at this time in my human experience, in the calendar year 2020, when all three planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, are in Capricorn together, this is where I'm going to be doing some of my deepest soul work that will be intense and probably require a lot more of me than I realized I had. But this is where the payoffs occur, the rewards, the accomplishments, the ability to also move into higher timelines and new trajectories of experiences. So in October of 2020, now that all three planets are direct, we're going to see that Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto are never going to meet up again in this part of your chart in your whole life. So to put it in perspective, you're almost done with this intensity. Now, what they're showing me, however, is that each of these planets can be used as its own archetypal guide and a council. And I remember earlier this year, we talked about a council, and I think it was a council of five, but now they're showing me a council of three. And that one thing you can do, trust yourself and look at what each planet's archetype means for you. And you can certainly use the energy of Capricorn to determine those archetypal energies, but just trust whatever comes to mind, because Capricorn is a very interesting energy where, yes, it can be associated with patriarchy, but it's also a feminine energy that is matriarchy. And so it is the crone, the elder, the wisdom keeper. It is also connected to ancient energies of the earth, ancient energies of the cosmos, and energies from crystals. And so these Capricorn archetypes could be revealing themselves to you as three particular council members. And again, trust what comes through for you. You could see three elders, you could see three wisdom keepers, you could see two women, one man, a masculine, a feminine, whatever that combination might be for you. They're telling me that these archetypes are your guides. They are part of your soul team, connected to the frequency of your soul's energy, and that these are archetypal figures coming forward to guide you through what you've been deeply healing this year, but across the bigger span of your soul's journey. And so it's very important to trust the visuals that you receive, to not overthink it, to see what presents themselves or what you feel. This is also where you trust your intuition. You trust your intuitive hit. You trust what feels accurate for you. And I'm seeing these three guides presenting themselves to demonstrate your mastery. And they are standing in the house in your natal chart where the Capricorn energies are. Now, this is where not only are you working with these guides and they are helping you to understand some of the deeper energies and lessons you've been moving through. But I'm seeing that their energy is uplifting, like they're helping you to rise up out of this timeline of 2020, like to not be too grounded or too rooted in the energies of right now, but to lift you up and out of it, to see something from a bigger vantage point, a bit like standing on top of a mountain and you can see the terrain, you can see the valley and the meadows and the lakes, you can see more from this higher vantage point. And so they're helping you to rise up and see more of what you've, I'm hearing accomplished, of what you've really accomplished from a soul perspective. And that what else is interesting about these three guides that are council members, if you will, whatever you want to call them, is that they're also connected to part of your own past life experiences. Meaning they could very well be you in three other incarnations, or they could be, say, one could be your mother and one could be your father and one could be your brother from another lifetime. Again, trust the roles. Trust what feels right for you, because this will be different for everybody. But there is something very, it's a protected energy. It's a loving energy. It's like what I feel is that these archetypes are coming forward in love, confidence, strength, peace. They are helping to hold the space that you need right now, whether you feel that as sacred space or just a protection or just a reminder that you're not alone. Because I also feel like they're bringing in clarity. And what's going to happen over the next few months of 2020 is that they're each going to gain strength in a different way. So we're going to see this energy of Jupiter conjunct Saturn in the middle of December. On December 14th, Jupiter will reach 29 degrees of Capricorn. Saturn will also be at 29 degrees of Capricorn, and they will be traveling together into Aquarius, where they will have an exact conjunction on December 21st. But beginning the middle of December, that's December 14th, at 29 degrees, which is always a completion degree. It's a degree of not only what have you mastered and learned, but what are you ready to release and let go of as the energy shifts and moves into Aquarius. So what is happening is that there's going to be insights that Jupiter in Capricorn is going to bring to you from other timelines, other earthly realms, other, I feel it as ancient experiences. I feel like there's things that come forward that help you connect the dots on what the heck has been happening this year for you, and perhaps even for more themes around this lifetime for you. There's something here that's very pivotal to understand around the themes in your life, the themes in your soul's growth, and the themes in your energy field. And this is going to be a crystallizing energy. It's going to be brought forward with some type of clarity, strength, and wisdom that will resonate very deeply around what you've moved through in 2020. And it's like, I'm seeing like layers under the earth, meaning it goes much deeper. Okay, interesting. Much deeper than what you thought. And now they're showing it to me as the seven layers of skin in our body and how every layer of skin holds memories, holds energies, holds wisdom, holds insight. And this is part of what the bigger picture is about 2020. And as the, now it's being shown to me as switching focus to, okay, let's say you get a scratch on your arm and it can be really easy to see that scratch. Oh, I got the scratch. Oh, it's healing. It's getting better. But the focus has been on the scratch instead of all of the healthy skin and healthy areas that are all around that scratch that in fact helped it heal. And so they're saying that what is really important is to shift your perspective to look at your own ability to heal, to trust yourself, and to stay in your power. And I feel like that's part of the deeper layers here around the soul's imprint, is that there can be many ways that this year has felt powerless, and that you've been challenged and pushed and felt that something was bigger than you and that it was deciding your life or taking you off of a path, et cetera, all these stories that we go into, the narratives we create. Well, now it's time to shift that narrative, to take responsibility for the narratives you've been feeding yourself that are powerless and unhealthy, and to now focus on creating a new narrative about your choices, your power, your ability to stay in a place of command over your life. And that what has been clearing out for many, many, many people are the soul stories of events, circumstances, relationships, energies that felt powerless. And what has been happening throughout 2020 is that as these themes have come up, there has been new downloads and higher levels of awareness that have come through about what's healing. But the pain or the discomfort had to be revealed first, so you would know where to apply the ointment, so to speak. You'd know where to direct your attention to what needs to be healed. So it's been a much bigger and deeper energetic healing process around themes of powerlessness. And as this Jupiter energy moves direct, Jupiter is going to make a conjunction to Pluto at 22 degrees of Capricorn in November. And that will be happening about November 7th until the 13th. So a good week in November, when Jupiter will be at 22 degrees of Capricorn conjunct Pluto. And what is the significance of 22 degrees Capricorn? Well, that's where we experienced the Saturn-Pluto conjunction back in January. Now we have Jupiter coming through again for the third and final time at this 22 degree point, and is bringing you some wisdom to incorporate and is showing you more of what you've gained, even when you thought you lost or you were losing, so to speak, quote unquote, which is a perspective only from the ego. That's not how spirit, source, God, the universe sees any of this. They see it as there's always growth in every direction. There's always learning in every direction, and that it's all these energies shifting and turning over and changing form. And as we can work with that, trust it, and ride that energy, then we're really tapped into how we always travel with our power. So this Pluto in Capricorn is at 22 degrees for the last time in your life, which I just mentioned in a previous show. It is revisiting the themes that started in January 2020 at that Saturn-Pluto conjunction. Now Jupiter brings in the energy of a graduation at a soul level. And you're not doing this alone. You have a council of three archetypes that are giving you information, wisdom, and insights around these themes in your life. I also feel a component of time travel, where if you wanted to set your intention, you can absolutely go back and rewrite stories at a soul level. And I actually just did this in September for myself. I rewrote something in a new energetic form that absolutely accelerated a better outcome and that shifted my own experience of the events. And that was shown to me throughout this year. I was getting insights about this storyline and a past life event, and I was seeing the players involved and the themes and all that. And what I was able to do was to consciously rewrite that experience, that I'm going to call it the origination experience, back centuries ago. I got the timeline of the 14th century is where this energy originated. And I went energetically back there. And even though some things played out a certain way, I could see through my third eye what I could change. Because what I did was I went back to that timeline with a new level of awareness, but a new level of power and understanding in how things could play out. And then that shifted what I experienced this year. So I hope this makes sense, because it is timeline jumping. It is going between different soul stories and lifetimes. There's things that you can only shift your own power and your own consciousness, but then it has a ripple effect. And so by working with that at an energetic baseline level, it shifted some things that I've been moving through this year as well. So it's very powerful, and it's something that is open to all of us. If you're interested in this, if you want to do it, what you're really looking at is how you can go into an energy and infuse it with more of your own higher consciousness, more of your own power, and more love, compassion, and acceptance, especially for everyone involved. And that is something that I want to make sure is clear, is that when you are healing timelines or shifting these narratives at a soul level, you want to do so with the best and highest intentions for everyone involved, so that everyone involved has the opportunity to grow, to expand, to raise their own consciousness. That is, of course, their own free will and their own choice. But when you bring in that energy, you're no longer then creating karmic ties to people. So this is a way to clear karma, is to go into these soul stories that you've traveled with that have been unhealthy, damaging, difficult, etc. And you are essentially getting to the root of the karma or the root of the energy, and you're infusing it with love, which then shifts what plays out or is possible. This is a very powerful way to work with these energies. And this is also connected to the energy of Pluto. Pluto in Capricorn, and how it's brought up for us themes around our power, authority, perhaps your father or a father figure, perhaps people who have been in charge, the abuse of power, bullying, anything that basically includes the whole spectrum of Capricorn archetypes and energies. That's what we're deeply healing right now. And that's what you have the capacity to focus on as 2020 clears out. And as you call in these three council members to guide you through these energies, there's also the ability to accelerate truth, justice, unconditional love, and other high vibrating energies such as peace that maybe you weren't tapped into or feeling. Now you can call them in and bring them forward into these areas of your life with your conscious intention. This is absolutely possible. It's absolutely how we practice our mastery over energies and how we work with the power of creation as well as co-creation with God, Source, Spirit, the universe. So to summarize, the last few months of 2020 support your ability to rewrite areas of your soul's history across other lifetimes, other timelines, other dimensions of time, to go into the deeper healing themes, to understand what you were learning and what was coming up, and then to support shifting all that to a higher energy, rewriting it at a soul level, and then changing the course or the trajectory of what you move into next. You can do this through meditation in your dreams. You can do this by sitting down, closing your eyes, and visualizing. You can do this in any number of ways that works for you, but know that you can do it. And it is available to us at this level of consciousness to reprogram, rewrite, and essentially recalibrate our energies for new outcomes and new developments going forward. And this can also open up a lot of information. It can open up, say, for example, someone that you've been deeply connected with in previous lifetimes, and the energy never played out in a satisfying or fulfilling manner. Like you were two ships passing in the night, it was the wrong time, the wrong place, the wrong circumstances, etc. And it just never lined up. You can reprogram that on your side to shift into a place of being open, willing, and ready for that timing to be perfect for you as well as perfect for them. You don't have any control or power over their choices, but this is how you put yourself in alignment with a soul experience that would be good for you or best for you. It also requires us to step out of our ego, to step out of our own personal will, and to trust the divine timing and cosmic will of the universe. So you can have those connections, you can have those things link up when you're really clear on what was not linked up within you previously. In other words, this could be that lifetime where you do connect with a true love or a soulmate or someone who is in your heart. It can physically happen now, whereas previously the energies weren't aligned or there was something else in your world that you needed to move through and finish first. And any other ways these scenarios can play out, of course. There's so many thousands and millions of ways that these can unfold, but I just want to return you to what is possible when you're consciously working with energy and you're fully aware of the themes that are coming up for you. So I hope this has given you some good things to work with and also opened you up perhaps to those three guides coming forward, whoever they might be for you, however they may feel. And I hope it also reminds you of your power and how you can work with energies across multiple lifetimes, multiple timelines, and multiple dimensions of time to remain in your power regardless of what is unfolding and happening all around you. So thank you so much for joining me for today's show. I know it was a little bit different. It wasn't just our typical astrology topics, but I will be back with our show on Venus through all 12 astrological signs. And I'll also have the regular show for you on Wednesday where we talk about the weekly intuitive astrology for the week ahead. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time, energy, and presence. And you can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online or at my author website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, and I'm also on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you back here soon for another podcast episode.